Have you ever felt like you're constantly busy but not truly fulfilled? Like you're efficiently climbing a ladder only to realize it's leaning against the wrong wall? This is the central dilemma First Things First addresses. While traditional time management focuses on efficiency, doing things right, this revolutionary approach asks us to consider effectiveness, doing the right things. The profound disconnect between what we deeply value, our compass, and how we spend our time, our clock, creates a painful gap in many lives. Even if we could magically become 20% more efficient tomorrow, our fundamental challenges would remain unresolved. This isn't merely about productivity, it's about purpose. Executives feel productive yet question their impact. Parents excel professionally while missing crucial moments with children. Successful people achieve external goals yet feel empty inside. For most of us, the challenge isn't choosing between good and bad, but between good and best. Think about it. How often do you finish a frantically busy day wondering if anything truly important was accomplished? What makes this approach revolutionary is its rejection of quick-fix solutions in favor of timeless principles. In a world obsessed with productivity hacks, the message remains radical. Quality of life isn't about doing more things faster. It's about doing what matters most with integrity and purpose. Many of us are addicted to urgency, craving the adrenaline rush of crisis management and the quick validation of handling immediate tasks. Busyness has become our status symbol and our excuse for neglecting what truly matters. When urgency dominates, we focus solely on doing without questioning necessity. Traditional time management approaches, from simple checklists to values-based planning, haven't bridged the gap between importance and how we spend our time. The core issue is our belief that we can control life through scheduling. While we control our choices, we don't control consequences or other people. Perhaps we should view our calendar not as a constraint, but as a canvas for creating what matters most. A fulfilling life integrates four fundamental human needs: to live, physical; to love, social; to learn, mental; and to leave a legacy, spiritual. These dimensions work together synergistically, rather than as separate checkboxes to complete. When fulfilled holistically, these needs create an inner fire that brings vision and passion to life. The spiritual drive to leave a legacy transforms our other needs into capacities for contribution, turning resources like money, health, and education into means of helping others. As Maslow later discovered, the pinnacle of human experience isn't self-actualization, but self-transcendence, living beyond oneself. As George Bernard Shaw said, "I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live." Consider the corporate vice president who rediscovered purpose through charitable work, reigniting his sense of aliveness. Perhaps fulfillment comes not from adding more to life, but from deepening our connection to what truly matters. Like True North, timeless principles govern human effectiveness independently of opinion. The law of the farm demonstrates this truth. While we can cram for short-term success in social systems, natural systems demand consistent effort over time. You can't neglect spring planting and expect a fall harvest. This law applies to character development, health, marriages, and relationships. All require seasons of patient cultivation rather than quick fixes. Between stimulus and response lies our freedom to choose, enabled by four unique human endowments: self-awareness, examining our thoughts; conscience, connecting to wisdom; independent will, transcending circumstances; and creative imagination, envisioning possibilities. We can strengthen these capacities through specific practices. Journaling develops self-awareness. Responding to inner promptings builds conscience. Keeping promises reinforces independent will, and visualization cultivates creative imagination. The Quadrant 2 organizing process is a weekly 30-minute practice that shifts focus from urgency to importance through six key steps. First, connect with your vision by identifying first things, considering vital relationships and what truly matters to you. Imagine how you'd spend your time with only 6 months to live. Second, identify your key roles and relationships, including a sharpen-the-saw role for personal development. Remember that success in one role shouldn't undermine others. Third, select one or two high-impact Quadrant 2 goals for each role by determining what actions would create the greatest positive impact that week. Fourth, schedule priorities first, like placing big rocks in a jar before smaller elements, ensuring Quadrant 2 goals take precedence. Fifth, maintain integrity by aligning daily choices with your mission, using your inner compass when unexpected events arise. Finally, evaluate your week's achievements and challenges, recognizing that completing even half your Quadrant 2 goals represents meaningful progress toward what's important. Quality of life hinges on what occurs between stimulus and response. Despite careful planning, daily challenges test our character through how we choose to respond, leading either to frustration or satisfaction in putting first things first. A moment of choice is a moment of truth. We can react automatically, let circumstances control us, or make conscious, conscience-directed decisions. As Viktor Frankl learned in Nazi concentration camps, our ultimate freedom lies in choosing our response to any situation. Principle-centered living means committing to follow our conscience, our internal compass to true north. When we connect with this inner wisdom, we recognize the high-leverage actions that will improve our circumstances and relationships. Three practices help maintain integrity: asking what's most important right now, listening without rationalization, and acting with courage even when unpopular. Courage manifests not just in dramatic moments, but in everyday choices. Physical well-being through exercise, nutrition, and rest enhances our decision-making capacity. Those who live by conscience find deep fulfillment even amid challenges. Consider consulting your conscience before responding to your next interruption. Peace emerges from contribution and conscience, not external achievements. Contribution fulfills our needs, while conscience connects us to principles. Charles Dickens demonstrated this by channeling his challenges into creating A Christmas Carol. Discouragement and pride are the main barriers to peace. The first stems from building life on illusions rather than principles, while pride's competitive nature blocks joy through constant comparison. The antidote is humility, recognizing our interconnectedness and finding purpose through contribution. When aligned with True North principles, people become more adaptable and authentic. Their relationships deepen, they embrace differences, and maintain growth. They develop resilience, lead balanced lives, show integrity, and find greater joy. Time and our freedom to choose are our most precious resources. Success comes from investing in people and meaningful work. The choice is yours. See each day as something to endure or as an opportunity to create what matters.